Blog Talk Radio.
Looking on various street corners, I'm sure you've seen it yourself. Standing on the corner is an alleged brother dressed in blue or green, red, and black, and spouting the news that the revolution is coming and you better get ready, sort of like the end of the world is coming. Unfortunately, the world is just going to drag on and on. And we have a poem that we've written particularly on the street corners.
When the revolution comes, you can see me on the front line, firing my gun, standing right beside my son. If I go, it's understood that I stood for something. When my whole life, they told me I was good for nothing. I was raised by the stray dogs, blazed off, laid off, breaking laws, graveyard, shifting everyday war. Focus now, notice how things change. Soldier, I remain the same. I'm older now, I embrace the pain. A blameless struggle nearly drove me insane. Thought I lost my head, till my brethren told me the same. No tears for the reaper. I bury about 1,000 in graffiti, rest in peace, sprayed off throughout the housing. I try to stay civilized. The hood's a prison inside. The only difference is the doors don't slide. Still we trapped in the animal cage, cause we got animal ways, so we react with the animal rage. And my section's real, weapons filled, cheddar's the deal. Seen the depths of hell, now I see death in the grill. From the slave ships to today's bricks, same shit. I'm awake to the wickedness and one with the pavement.
The all great mind stays divine, my hands remain deadly. We shine without the hung jury, produce light that'll travel through mics. Now as the time ripened, we took words that were nourishing, encouraging a nation to awaken those who are sleeping. Can you conceive the thought? Transatlantic import, slave and bought. Secret relations between blacks and Jews might set a fuse off in the head. Many dead, lynch hung, swung through trees. Brothers in the struggle together, eat from one pot, hold each other down to the sneaker. Nothing come between us, fast money and chicks. Did it to the best of clicks. It's sickening. It's me and you, son, forever in the struggle. No doubt we hustle, survival is the motto. The youth soon follow, a better tomorrow. Life will make the way for a better tomorrow. It's me and you, son, forever in the struggle. No doubt we hustle, survival is the motto. The youth soon follow, a better tomorrow.
Take care, hold your stairs for a better tomorrow.
I catch a few flashbacks about going through the struggle, how we used to make dollars from all the snow we shoveled in a broke neighborhood where the kids often dream about a lavish life that is mostly seen on the screen. But some dreams are quickly cut short due to gang violence from loud guns that kept witnesses in deep silence. Was it bad timing, jealousy from too much shining, or a setup from a girl that he whined, kept dining? It's a known fact they will attack, cause it's like that. And depending on the kind of impact, the strike back in a town where the talk is cheap and beef is brief. A mother sobs uncontrollably and exhibits the grief. Large holes in the front door of a housing tenement allows room to retaliate, so conflict is imminent. This hate in the brain destroys the cells like cancer. Even experts are stuck with more questions than answers.
Yeah, night of front, Dean Green.
Hello, my listeners, I'm trying to reach the prisoners. Tell America, you will stick your black fist in her through black businesses. Learn the truth about our differences, mental enslavement, and Willie Lynch, which is out.
green.
Hello, my listeners, I'm trying to reach the prisoners. Tell America, you will stick your black fist in her through black businesses. Learn the truth about our differences, mental enslavement, and Willie Lynch, wickedness. To my brothers, I speak because I know that you lost. This is history in the making, you are living a holocaust. Just turn your TV on, you see it's okay to kill us off. If you don't free your mind, our children can't grow strong. Cops don't protect us, they hunt us, disease infest us. Senseless how that beast could kill us off and keep his tension. Did I mention? You can't trust all reverence. How can I preaching to me about an all-white heaven? And my news at 11 systematically shows my aggression. When I suggest this, they claim that I'm rebelling. But this is true expression. You can't sugarcoat oppression. Throw my black fist in the air, turn my mind into a weapon. To the brothers, I say, yo, do the knowledge with the shorties. That's why half this country being run by the Saudis. America the beautiful, built on the back of the slaves. But ain't no black in the flag, though we fought with they ass. I'm called militant when I choose to shoot down ignorance. Progression of my people was imminent, so I'm with this shit. Just a regular man, humble by all means. Like, yo, I hit the club, but damn, I still read. To free the mind that lives inside and can't see. You might have to store weapons and water in canteens. Camps of concentration being built with no complications. Fuck Ronald Reagan, he put crack in my ghetto nation. Fuck Daddy Bush, he cooked it up, rocking the apron. Fuck little Bush for a lot when the plane's devastation. Of course we rule the world of sports, we were bred for strength. That's why we don't rule shit else, we weren't bred for sin. Treated like animals by slave owner, homosexual cannibals that rent and rave cheer at games like they fans of you. They'll call me a racist, but the black community is the only one in this nation still racially segregated. But they turn around, say there's no truth in what I'm complaining. Well, if you doubt indeed the green, fuck you, you probably racist. Take that to your church, mosque, and your synagogue. Black power.
Amen.
Everything that's in your community that you don't control is a weapon against you. Public education as it exists today is a weapon against black people. TV and news media, especially the WPP, white power press, white people's paper, and white people's power are enemies against black people. What the white press does is that it makes black people an enemy of black people.
Peace and Black Power Fam. Welcome to another episode of Black Survival 2017 and Beyond Warrior Wednesday series, broadcasting live 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here live on Duty Knowledge Radio by the host and founder, National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, my brother, King Samir Shabazz. And phone number to call in, family 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Comes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others our 5-star general, General Taco Wolverine Shakur. Black Power.
Black power, black power, all power to the people. Can you hear me out there?
Black power, sir. We hear you loud and clear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black power, all power to the people. Much respect and love goes out to you once again, Knowledge Born, on giving us this platform to help educate and liberate the minds and the bodies of oppressed black people. Much respect and love goes out to our MOD, our Minister of Defense, King Samir, who is being held captive and captured as a political prisoner for pushing the line for the liberation and salvation of the black nation, black power. Much respect and love goes out to all the black riders and black folks that's listening in to the show. Our black power, all power to the people. This is General Taco calling out of L.A. in the red zone, representing the black riders, the new generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense. We pushing for absolute liberation through revolution. We must push revolution in a new millennium. It is vitally important to understand that for over 400 years and more, the evil, demonic, racist, white man, capitalist, fascist system has continually oppressed us and dominated us and subjugated us and forced us at the bottom of this raggedy, decadent society. On the plantation, during slavery, we suffered the most brutal, vicious, violent treatment, humiliation, disrespect, tarred, feathered, humiliated, ever forgive. And we must never, ever forget that little black baby was used by the demonic, racist white man as alligator bait. They used our baby to capture alligators because they looked at us like animals, subhuman cattle, like a goat, a cow, to be bought and sold at their scandalous whims and woes. We wasn't even allowed to marry and culminate love and harmony. You will be whipped, branded, for just trying to marry. This is why people adapted and began to secretly get married and jump over brooms, because we were stripped of every sense of humanity by the demonic, racist white man. Black men were repeatedly raped and sodomized as the evil, homosexual, racist white man sodomized and raped the black man from plantation to plantation. This is what was going on. Black women were raped repeatedly against their will, stripped from their arms, and so deep down south, we wasn't allowed to be human beings. And still to this day, the dogs of white supremacy are continually oppressing us, subjugating us, humiliating us, disrespecting us. So we must push for absolute liberation and salvation of the black nation against this evil, racist, demonic tyranny. A lot of people question, though, is revolution possible? Can we really do it? It's been so long. So many leaders have been assassinated, imprisoned, forced into exile, and their organizations have been wiped out, dismantled. So is revolution really possible? In order for us to gain the true strength and faith that we need to be totally and absolutely committed and dedicated, we must search history in order to strengthen ourselves for the fight. To be a revolutionary is to be a freedom fighter. We must push the line and fight for our freedom to the fullest, to the death, all day, every day, even on a Sunday. But in order for us to have that faith and commitment and dedication, we must search history. We must search out through the planet, the world, and see that many times in the history of white supremacy, capitalism, and fascism, since this evil head rose, many people have defeated them in battle, have won their true liberation from the demonic colonization that was put on them. If we look at Cuba in 1959, you have Fidel Castro and Che Guevara, who organized a people, started off with 12 men, and they went into Cuba and they began to organize and mobilize their people to fight against the racist U.S. government-backed dictator Batista. And they overthrew him. And they took over their country. They took over the valuable, precious resources that's in the land, which the evil, racist government and their puppet Batista wanted to continue to steal and jack and rob in order for them to grow wealthy, in order for them to grow fat and wax luxury off the pain, the sweat, and the tears of the Cuban people. If we look at China in 1949, you have Mao Zedong. He fought a serious revolution. He mobilized the people of China, 1 billion deep, and they booted out Chiang Kai-shek, another puppet of racist U.S. imperialism, of European imperialism, was throughout. And the Chinese people achieved liberation. We look into Algeria, up in Africa, when we had Ben Bella and French Fanon in the late 60s, won their revolution, booted out the evil, demonic oppressor. Look at North Korea with Kim Il-sung in the late 50s. He mobilized his people along with the Korean Communist Party, and they won their liberation. Look at Iran with Ayatollah Khomeini, 1979. They mobilized their people, a small group of men and women, mobilized millions ultimately through fighting and getting down with their evil oppressors, and they won their true liberation. See, the oppressors wants to keep this type of history hidden from us. They want us to believe that they fake, foul, scandalous system of capitalism and white supremacy is natural. They want us to believe that they scandalous, demonic system is being held up by God himself. They want us to believe that this is how it's supposed to be, and this is how it always will be. They do this through the brainwashing in books and in colonial schools. They never teach us the true revolutionary around the planet or here within fascist America. They don't want us to know this. They want us to think that this system will go on forever. But every empire comes to an end, shattered and ruined, because of its evil sicknesses, its foul social ills and oppression on people. No empire, I'll repeat, no empire has true longevity. They always fall, because the true living black God will never, ever betray us. God only helps those who help themselves. So it is up to us to gain the true knowledge, the revolutionary science, the revolutionary spirituality that's necessary to boot out the oppressor. They want us to think that we can achieve liberation through voting, through their scandalous Republican Party, their scandalous Democratic Party. When we look closely at these demonic parties, we'll see that they are backed by the big businessmen, dominated and controlled by them, dominated and controlled by the real rulers, the rich, scandalous, wealthy businessmen who sit behind the scenes and run shit and tell Trump what to do. Stand this, that the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, all are part of the same white supremacy demonic system. The first Black Panther Party that was ever created was created by SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, down in the South in Atlanta. And they created the Lowndes County Freedom Organization, They used the panther as a symbol to defy the Republican Party's elephant, to defy the Democratic Party's donkey. Because they knew that once we began to take hold of that panther symbol, then it would give us the strength. It would give us the ferociousness necessary to help us to defeat the elephant and the donkey. Capitalism is based on scandalous individualism, greed, hoarding, exploitation, competition. And one of the main things they push is the inheritance law. They push this inheritance law so hard because they want their children to inherit the wealth from slavery and exploitation of our people. All the while we inherit the suffering, the pain, the debt, the bills. This is how they keep punking us. This is how they keep dominating over us every single day. So we must become aware into the true science of revolution. It is up to us to be true freedom fighters. We have to understand what the state is. The state is police. The state is the criminal justice system. The state is the scandalous, overcrowded prison industrial complex. And these things are brought about because the evil, racist white man in this capitalist system needs these things in place. Every racist white man law is geared towards protecting the rich, wealthy, scandalous ruling class and oppressing us and dominating us. So we must understand that once we achieve total revolution, it is up to us to seize, take control of this state power. See, right now they got a dictatorship of the bourgeoisie, a monopoly, an oligarchy. We cannot just set up black businesses and think that using capitalism that they provide for us, that we're going to out-business them in their own scandalous business. Because they got a monopoly. They're not going to let us in. Our black skin bars us, stops us immediately from being let into their scandalous, foul, historical system of oppression. So they got a dictatorship of the bourgeoisie. But once we establish true revolution, we got to establish a dictatorship of the people. Now that we seize these state mechanisms, we use them aiming at those who used to be in power, at the evil, scandalous oppressor. We line their buff ass against the wall and we let them know what time it is. That's real revolution. It has happened over and over and over around this planet. So we must gain a faith. We must gain the commitment, the dedication to push the fight and stop thinking just because they got tamed, trained, and shit like that, that we ain't got action, that we can't win. When we look, they had these same punk-ass machines when they went up against Fidel and Che, when they went up against Mayo. So all the machines and shit really don't mean nothing. Everything they got, we can take any motherfucking way. So this is a true revolution. Boost your courage. Get some heart. But in order to do it properly, you got to study. You got to look at what happened in history around the planet. How oppressed people with just sticks and stones was able to accumulate enough shit to boot out the most armed oppressors. So don't fall victim to that stupid shit. Because they got a lot of tanks and planes and all that bullshit. Because when it comes to their real get down, they got to come to the ground. They got to see a motherfucker head up. And they know they weak. They know they plastic. They know they soft as mush. They can't fade this Africanality to the fullest. So it's death to white supremacy. Death to capitalism. Death to imperialism. And death to fascism. All day. Every day. Even on a motherfucking Sunday. That's all I wanted to say for today. I'm gonna get a mic to the other comrade. Get your courage up. Train or run, because it's going down. We ain't playing no games. What that Black Riders like, though? That's all I want to say. Black power and all power to the people.